Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And as an immigrant brother, we both got here on the same boat? Eastern Airlines?
No longer functioning.
We got in on the last flight.
Standing room only. The regulations were different then, Matt.
They're shipping alpacas and and us.
Just hold on to this like a subway strap, right?
Just in time for the Johnny Depp trial.
Exactly.
My dad had Jesus Christ above my crib. Like they're Catholic. They're into the God, right?
What team did he play on?
Blasphemous. How dare you? Like they wanted me to be religious, and I am.
He kept dropping the ball, Pony.
Blasphemous.
That is blasphemous. Why do you write those jokes? How dare you?
Like we invited friends over. They couldn't fit.
We could bring them in a couple at a time. It would be like looking at the crown jewels. You two come in and you wait out here. We'll be out in a second. There's a hose if you get thirsty.
It's like these Highline stores I see at the mall now that I didn't go in.
You have to be escorted in?
You have to like have a line and an appointment. If you want to be friends with us, we'll put burgers on in stages.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Rob.
You know, Pony, when you say showtime, you're acting a fool.
You know, that's dangerous.
It's fun, yet off-putting.
Yeah, it doesn't seem right out of his mouth.
You're invested in the show, and you're either mocking us or yourself. That's kind of strange.
I don't think he's mocking himself. I don't know that he has that chip.
Yeah, I don't know. It's comedy, but I don't know for who.
It might be like comedy in another country. I don't think it's comedy here.
Does our wonderful audience hear Showtime?
Yeah, they do when it starts.
Well, they can decide, I guess.
Yeah. Yes,
start a forum about that.
Do a Reddit. Live from the Podville Media Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Now, proudly in our second decade, the Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you are a first timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you for spreading the word every day about TMOS in Omaha Beach, Normandy, France. Today, the anniversary of D-Day.
Oh.
And we actually have a listener over there observing that. That's pretty cool. Elwood City, Pennsylvania, Henderson, Tennessee, Lubbock, Texas, Yuma, Arizona, and for my daughter, Pisa, Italy. TMOS is on the air and everywhere, so let's get started. Welcome home, Oscar.
You're gone for a week, and the mic cord is tied too tight to the mic arm, and boom, and then you're like, things have changed.
No,
who was sitting in my chair?
ate your porridge?
That's for those of you baby broadcasters out there.
You want to allow some slack.
Yeah, but not just that. The chair situation, I don't want to get into this whole what we used to do at WJFK, but when you don't have your own studio, which is fine, and that's what most people don't have their own studio unless you're Howard Stern, and most people do their shows from home now because of the pandemic, and you know, big radio said, somehow we can get out of these leases and let everybody work from home and pay
exactly.
them less.
Exactly, that's right.
But
we're sending you a pop filter.
Except
have fun.
For Captain Steve, who is just an icon and does things his way.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
So, the chairs. The chairs are important. And it doesn't matter if you bought it from Staples or they were Heritage, or an executive left and somehow you scrolled your way into the office and said, well, this is my new broadcast chair.
Heritage means mostly stolen, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yeah. Heritage.
Heritage, yeah.
The chairs are everything. So I sit down in this chair and I'm like, whoa, a tall drink of water sat in here. I don't need names. But then I realized, no, it's not a tall drink of water. Something's wrong with this chair. So now I have something to look forward to working with. After the show today.
Fixing the chair?
I love fixing
things. Or replacing the chair?
No. I love fixing things.
Do you think you can repair it?
I don't think it's a weight thing. I think it's
By the way, am I down to a two-dot chair yet, do you think?
How much you weigh?
As of this morning.
What lie are you about to say?
No, I'm not. I was trying to think what I weighed this morning. It was 237.
Under two bills.
Got to get under there?
Yep.
All right.
You can ride an e-bike. You can ride the electric now. I think electric was $250.
Yeah.
So you can get on that thing.
I can use my folding ladder at home.
Yes.
I don't have to make the kids change the smoke detector batteries anymore.
Look at you. Your whole life has changed.
Oh yeah.
We'll get to that in just a second. We should mention that.
Oh, Mike is passed. He's on.
He's passed on.
No, what he's not. He's not. He's not this on man. Today's show.
Jesus.
And also, I think you weren't here last week. He was dreading Disney enough last week that anyone who even spent
on.
A moment. No.
Scary.
No. Anyone who spent a moment with the show last week knows that Mike is at the happiest place on earth right now. But I thought, oh my God, there's going to be a Hulk attack because I got a headline. I follow a couple Disney like blogs on Facebook, and one of them is called Behind the Magic.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, Disney closes early tonight.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, oh no.
Yeah. Private event. Saw that.
However, that was last night, not tonight.
Okay. Good.
So he's safe. He's arriving today. I had a little chat with him on Friday. But I'll tell you about that later. So he's just on a vacation, taking his kid and living through his kid's joy.
Happy to be back. I'm sure.
Great to see you.
Mike is having a great time, at least an eventful time. So you can tell us about it when he gets back. I am happy to be back. Thank you for covering last week.
My pleasure.
You did most
of the shows.
Yeah, but the chair situation isn't that big a deal. What's a bigger deal is the emotional existential crisis I have found myself in, and I'm going to make it all about me. And
is this related to coming back to work?
No, I'm happy to be back at work. Yeah, I actually never wanted to leave. I'm talking about...
Really?
Yeah.
It was a vacation to Martha's Vineyard.
No, I wish I was in Martha's Vineyard.
Or where were you?
I was in Cape Cod, which was beautiful.
It's almost the same thing.
I mean, it's the same thing, but so I'm not knocking Cape Cod or Hyannis. I'm knocking me.
Okay.
Because there's a moment in life, and maybe you've experienced it, Matt, possibly, and for those listening within a stone's throw of my voice, whether you're an annoyed spouse that hates this show but puts up with it for your husband, I used to say that because guys are usually into this and gals are not. But
there are some ladies.
Few, but mostly guys, right?
Yeah, I'd say we skew a little male.
And
52-48.
Yeah, and I have been proud for, 44 years now.
Okay.
To not have a jealousy chip that somehow missed me with, there must have been a supply chain shortage in the late 70s, early 80s. Where I didn't get the jealousy chip.
You know, and it might sound like a humble brag, but it's true. I've never seen you jealous of anyone, and when someone else enjoys success, you praise them and you love it.
I'd rather be supportive than to, as they think the kids used to say in the 2000s, hate on them.
Yeah, don't hate on them, Oscar.
I've been adamant about that. I said, look, if someone's been lucky or they succeeded at a high level or worked hard and created their own opportunity for success, that should be supported and celebrated.
It's not necessarily a common chip in this business.
No.
Or a non-chip. I guess you're saying you have a non-chip.
I'm missing the jealousy chip. That was the factory recall. Like, I missed that. Like, that's that chip. That chip can drive you, or it could sink you. Right?
Does Ford it have like 30,000 Oscar Santanas that are waiting for this chip?
That and Ford Broncos. if you ordered it, you might have to have a manual chair at this time because the seat won't move automatically. You have to shimmy yourself up like
You're gonna have to use your rear view mirror because the backup camera ain't working.
I have a great line that my successful brother, and this is all about him at this point.
Of course. Thought we might be getting there.
Mentioned to me. I just spent the week with my brother and sister-in-law in Boston / Cape Cod.
Right.
And they said that when my brother had just picked up a car, and they said that one of these dealerships, that the chip shortage had created a level of excitement for some analog aficionados, that they didn't mind that the seats didn't have automatic controls.
So they're loving the levers.
They love the levers because it was a throwback and nostalgic.
I couldn't be. You know what? I'm the most nostalgic person you know. But yesterday, Carrie and I went for a ride, and I rolled down all four windows by doing this.
Yes.
Bump, hitting all four buttons, and they go down by themselves. And I thought, I looked at her, and I said, do you remember having to crank windows?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah, but your chair, the lumbar support, And my sister-in-law said something to the effect, BS. There's no like analog steampunk fans saying, hey, I don't want my luxury automobile to have a chip that allows me to just hit a button and fix my seat.
She's right. And I am the most old-timey guy there
is.
Yes,
that's why I wanted to ask.
Yeah, you. And you want that. You want all that.
Yeah.
If I could.
Creature comfort.
The only thing that I might bring back that's gone is the cigarette lighter.
Why?
It's fun to play with.
Oh, please.
And you know, I now that I've given up drinking, I'm three packs a day. Hey. I needed something.
The one man that's dying.
No.
But fine is his next vice. So I thought it was interesting that the spin, and I don't blame them.
Old school.
Right?
Yeah.
They're saying, the other conversation was, well, most European models don't have automatic seats.
Yeah.
And
you don't need floor mats.
Yeah, we're here in them. And my brother's like, well, we're here in the States and you're selling those European models.
Do you know that the original Volkswagen Bug, the one that was designed in the 40s and 50s in Germany, the actual squirter for your windshield wiper was powered by the air in your spare tire?
Oh, I didn't know that.
So if they get down to that level,
yeah,
we're done. We're absolutely done. So, I'm not doing that because if you get a flat and you don't have a good spare, A, your windows are dirty because you can't squirt, and B, you've got a flat tire because you've been cleaning your windows too much.
This is the first trip.
Yes. And you've been up there a lot of times.
Enough times, like this is family, that I ever felt like I had taken a detour in life and made the wrong turn. And I'll tell you where, and you all are going to be shocked.
Okay, before you do that, let me lay a little groundwork, because when we left you on Wednesday, if I was thinking right.
I was in Cape Cod at that point.
Yeah, you were. You had messed up your flight up, and so in order to get back into your brother's good graces, you were doing yard work and trying to have the family like you again.
Yeah, I'm as the youngest, you expect them to F up. You just do.
I hate that, but it's true.
It's true.
Yeah.
So I get that layer of pass. Where I don't get a layer of pass is, hey, we're mulching or we're doing
worst
yard work. You're on vacation. Just hang out. And it's not because they guilt me into it. It's because we're a family. So
okay. If
someone's working, we're all working.
Yeah.
And my brother, you think I have an engine? Let me tell you. His engine is at the least a third faster and stronger than mine.
So because he's
done with a project.
Yes.
And I'm like, well, it's Miller time.
Yes.
By the way, they don't drink.
Me neither.
Yeah. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really quiet, right?
What do you mean?
Like it's nothing crazy ever happens.
No. And, I tend to remember the end of television programs now.
This is great. So no drinking, a lot of mulching, and a lot of working.
Right.
And so when my brother's done...
I thought they occasionally took a drink.
Not this time.
Okay.
Which is fine.
That's fine. Yeah.
Like, it's a vacation. It's good. Would have liked cocktails. Fine. No big deal.
Sure.
I
believe there is a cocktail called the Cape Cod.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. I wouldn't know. But I'm okay with it.
Okay.
What I know is this, and let me know about the clock, and I'm sorry.
No. I'm looking up the Cape Cod cocktail.
I'm taking a lot of, why would you do that? That's like torture to you.
I know.
I'm
I
so
love
sorry.
To torture myself.
Okay. It's Miller time. No, it's next project time. So then I'm like, oh man, how does this guy have this engine? And then I'm like, are you on PEDs? You're 4 years older than me. You're almost 50. And you're moving and grooving. Like, you're good. Maybe a knee brace here and there when you tweak something.
Right.
But he's up and he's running.
So what time is it? I would think if you finish mulching, like, any time after 4 p.m., you would assume that's it for the day.
Yes.
Yeah. And a Cape Cod is vodka and cranberry juice with a lime twist.
Sounds refreshing.
Does, doesn't it?
Really refreshing.
Really great after
mulching.
Would have
liked that in Cape Cod.
Yes.
No. It's off to the Home Depot.
Does he love it there?
No, and I don't, let me be clear. I don't mind all of this.
Right.
This is actually inspiring. It sets a nice, my father wasn't around. Like we used to mow the lawn. Like we used to do everything around the house. It's fine.
Right.
Where the jealousy comes in, and I'm going to be as transparent as possible. And I am not proud of this.
Mm-hmm.
is that we did all of that that we did at the Cape House again on Saturday at his new home in Boston.
So you went back to Boston and did it again?
We did it again.
Oh.
And you know what type of, and people, when you hear me and I tell you I took the wrong path in this this small place called life, I did. Because there's nothing like scraping the sides of your older brother's pool with Comet on your knees on this beautiful stone patio.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day to be in the pool. Too bad you're scrubbing.
And wondering where you went wrong in life. Not because I needed my brother to be scrubbing the tiles in his pool.
Right.
Where I don't have a pool to scrub.
Not even a dirty one. And now he's got a clean
one. I've got one bathroom.
Yeah.
With one tub. And it may be the bath fitter tub, because that's what it looks like.
Well, it's got a lifetime warranty.
It does. And I said to myself, self,
I said,
just take this Comet right down your gullet and then roll into the deep end, because it's not going to get any better than this.
Oh.
And I felt guilty for being jealous.
No, you mustn't feel guilty. You can't apologize for your feelings, Oscar. They're your feelings. And they belong to you.
I said, we mulched at his vacation home that he earned.
Right.
And his wife, like the two of them, dream team. And then we mulched at his new home. And then we cleaned the tile, I cleaned the tile from his new pool that looks like a grotto. God bless him.
Is the pool in the Boston house or the Cape Cod house?
That's the type of question I would like somebody one day to ask about.
I know.
About
it's
me.
Like it's like words that you never think you're
right?
going to say.
Yes.
Yeah. But which
and,
one is
and
it?
And as an immigrant brother, we both got here on the same boat. Eastern Airlines.
No longer functioning.
We got in on the last flight.
Standing room only. The regulations were different than Matt.
They're shipping alpacas and and us.
Just hold on to this like a subway strap, right?
Just in time for the Johnny Depp trial.
Exactly.
I sat there and Shannon sees me with my Comet and my brush, and she says, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, I'm just being a good younger brother."
Yeah.
You know, getting this grout from this beautiful home that I'm so happy for him. And she says, "Are you ready to move out of the city?" And I said, "Are you ready to get a new tub?" Because that's what I'm thinking about.
That's right. You're baby stepping.
Yeah, I'm baby stepping.
A new tub is pretty good.
I can't have this conversation with anybody but you guys. And by you guys, I mean our listeners as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know my body of work. I don't get jealous. I celebrate.
Right.
But let me tell you, every time, I would say every third, dash of powder onto my bristle brush.
Yes. They still make Comet the same way with, the pentagon of holes
yeah,
up top.
Yeah, you gotta pull off
the little paper. Yeah. Yeah.
Every third tile, dash of Comet onto my brush. Because I'm on my knees. I'm not in the pool because the pool's getting ready to be open.
Right.
I like to open a pool one day. Maybe, not a pool I work at or that's not mine.
How about an above ground pool?
I'll take that. Pauly Christine, call me. Can we fit one in a townhouse backyard? Talk to me. So
I have to stretch it.
Yeah, can we make a square one? Well, a rectangle. Not even square, a rectangle. Rectangle.
Yeah, like a rhombus.
Yeah, something like that.
It's taller than it is wide. It's amazing.
Well, for diving.
Yeah.
So every third dash a Comet.
Yes.
I put a little too much so the powder gets, so I'm like, maybe if I get blinded somehow, I can just roll into this pool and it'll be curtains, right?
Right. And then that's it.
That's it.
Good night, nurse.
And I sat there and I said, no, Oscar, don't off yourself. You got a lot to live for.
Gee, thanks.
Yourself loves you.
But man, first time, 44.
Yeah.
Hey, jealousy.
Well, Gin Blossoms, I'll tell you what.
Yes.
The thing is that you're not a doctor. Okay?
Doctor.
You're not a doctor. I'm sorry. It's just the way things are.
I messed up.
No, you haven't messed up yet. You can still fix it because you have started an amazing company.
Yeah, but that's great. Look, and I think that this will yield some sort
and of... And there had to have been a time when... Is this Jose, your brother?
Yes.
When Jose was interning and studying and taking the lousy shifts and not earning build a pool at which house money.
Yeah.
And
pool came with the home.
Well, just clarification. It conveyed. Yes. They didn't take it with them?
It conveyed.
Yes. But Oscar, you're in those building years. And he had those building years too. You're just taking a different route.
Yeah, but I feel like his route was actually paved. I'm rolling on the Andes Mountains.
Well, this is true. Like, you're on unproven ground.
Right?
Right. I mean,
and I'm not saying a pool would make me happy. And I look back at Chad Dukes when he built his pool and it was just like a level of accomplishment. I was happy for Chad. Like I'm still happy for him that he was able to accomplish and build something custom in his backyard. It's gorgeous. But when I was scrubbing all that algae off the sides, just seeing the craftsmanship of the tile,
nicely done.
I said, just a little more Comet in my gullet and less on the brush.
No. You can't kill yourself. And don't kill yourself with Comet. If you're going to kill yourself, don't do that. But, you know, just to be, if it would make you feel better, I have guest passes to my pool. You can drive out to Leesburg.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Anytime
I'll
you
like.
I'll
take that. A cool dip after a hard day's work.
And also, what about you rented that pool time that time, too?
No, I'm past Swimply. Swimply was a COVID app.
It was. It's no longer happening?
I was trying to make conversation with my brother. And he said, hey, man, now that you have a pool, you should sign up for Swimply.
Uh-huh.
And he looked at me like I was crazy. He goes, I said, yeah, you could just let people in your pool and make some side cash.
Right.
And I forget that and for those of you that are hearing my voice and have the same feelings, I'm happy for you that you don't think about side cash or like you don't want strangers swimming in your pool.
I guess a doctor married to a doctor doesn't need side cash. Yeah, doesn't need a side hustle.
Do you ever, is there a moment where you're ashamed of your jealousy? Because I am ashamed. And I'm ashamed in the way that, I want to tell my mom that she needs to light a candle. I'm ashamed.
No, I don't.
It's not envy.
And we talked about this briefly before the show, that this only really exists, peer-to-peer. If it wouldn't be fair if I was, jealous of, say, Pete Davidson for dating the supermodels and the Kardashians.
I'm Mike O'Mara. He's clearly earned everything that he's...
Right.
That he's
so it has to be like a sibling or someone you graduated with. I don't really feel a lot of I don't feel a lot of jealousy.
Is it because you can't remember because you were so hammered all those days, or is it something that maybe now you're like, I'm just happy to be alive?
But well, I am happy to be alive, and I'm happy that.
But you have a cousin that you're like.
I got cousins I feel sorry for. None that I'm envious.
Are you the most? Publicly facing success of the Spiewak.
Of the Spiewak, certainly, and much of the Stalkups as well.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a great place to be.
But then there are still the older aunts and uncles that say, are you still doing that computer thing? What do you do for a living? Is it that computer thing? And you have to explain it again. But like at the class reunion that I went to my 30th not too long ago, 3 or 4 years ago, I guess, and there wasn't anyone that I was like, oh, God, I wish I was him. Oh, God, I wish I was that. I wish I was doing that.
Yeah, but it's not that you wish, because I don't wish to be my brother.
Right.
I wish I would have made some different choices in
college. You'd be crazy because, I mean, you drive yourself crazy to not have this outlet. This is what you need to do.
Yeah, but I may need to do this because I took the wrong turn. You know, pike.
If you were innately more happy, you wouldn't need a podcast?
I wouldn't need a podcast.
Okay. Oh, so you
see, that's what I'm saying.
Like, yeah,
this
I can see
our
that.
Therapy.
Maybe I'm not happy.
Because I was on the Mass Pike and I took a turn on Franklin
and
didn't go up to Boston.
See, it's worse for me. I'm on the Jersey Turnpike. not any better.
Matt Bloom.
Yes.
And this is not meant to be mean because this is the here come the emails.
What? No. We love Matt.
I can't wait to hear this.
Do you feel like somehow, somewhere, or do you have you ever felt, and I don't think you have this chip, so I could be wrong, that maybe somewhere along 95, you somehow ended up in Dumfries. And you should have.
And you can't get to the new stadium.
And you should have gotten to. You should have gotten off Tyson's Corner, Vienna.
No, you know what? I feel like the way I see it, I could have very easily ended up in Dumfries or Manassas, and instead I ended up in like Centerville, and okay. I'm happy with that. You know,
so for people that are listening around the country,
please give a little more background.
Yeah,
you're right.
If you're stuck in Centerville, like we mentioned, Tyson's Vienna, that would be heaven. Mm-hmm. And then we mentioned Dumfries. That would be hell. No offense to the people of Dumfries. And Centerville is sort of like limbo.
Yeah.
You're there and you can stay there forever. And it's not so good, not so bad.
That's nice. Yeah, it's great.
It's nice.
Like you're not in Orange County, but you're in Long Beach.
Yeah.
You're in Long Beach, for those of you in LA.
Yeah. And he's in purgatory.
He's close to the beach.
He can get to the beach. He can get to a beach.
Okay, but the infrastructure is crumbling.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Centerville is trashy. Not as trashy as Dumfries.
But and still the listener trashy. Numbers skyrocket.
Look, I'm honest. If I wanted anything, if I wanted a square footage, we're talking about Centerville. I'm a Centerville guy.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the mentality I should take.
Should be a Leesburg guy. Love to have you out there.
Yeah. After all these years railing on Leesburg,
you see,
I feel like I'd be, that's a bridge too far.
No, you see, that
there's
would
no
be,
bridge.
That would be,
you have to drive.
The bridge.
A greenway too far.
A greenway too far. What happened is, Oscar, you have met, maybe that's one of your decisions, is where you live. I mean, you are in the center of everything, in a house that you own and in a house that you hate.
That we don't love.
Do you hate it though?
Yes.
Yeah, I knew this.
We don't, like, you sit there, you're like, we have no friend. Like, we invited friends over. They couldn't fit.
We could bring them in a couple at a time. It would be like looking at the crown jewels. You two come in, and you wait out here. We'll be out in a second. There's a hose if you get thirsty.
It's like these Highline stores I see at the mall now that I didn't go in.
You have to be escorted in?
You have to, like, have a line and an appointment. If you want to be friends with us, if we'll put burgers on in stages.
it's like being on a submarine. Yeah, we have to hot bunk and everything.
You have to send out an invitation and give everyone a 20-minute window. It's going to be a great party, and you'll be here from 4:10 to 4:30.
And then I look at my beautiful wife, and she's out tending the garden with my sister-in-law, and she looks so... This is the happiest I've seen her, I think, in years.
Was she wearing a bonnet?
No. Mm-hmm. But it was the Steel Magnolias moment.
Yeah.
And... She looked so happy. And I said, I've never seen her this happy in my mind.
She wants a little yard.
I've never seen her this happy in our little yard. I'm happy if the blade of grass comes up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, oh, look at that life.
The flower is blooming. It's a dandelion, but still it's a flower.
So I felt I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed that I feel
that
this sense of jealousy.
Take
I'm ashamed
that shame and let it drive you.
That's a thing. Like, the comet this time looked a lot more appealing than the brush.
I still remember the smell of comet. Almost has like a cinnamony smell, right?
Oh, no. That smelled like bleach.
Bleach?
Yeah.
Really? Maybe my bleach is bad. I don't know. But I think what it is I am an only child. And so I don't have that immediate comparison to make myself feel, am I as good, not as good, or better?
Because my sister has the same thing, right? She's a view of the Pacific. I'm happy for her. I've never thought twice.
Yeah.
And I've definitely done some manual labor around that house, and I've never thought twice about it. But for my brother, and maybe because my brother and I were so close in age.
That could be.
That I was like, well, we just opened and mulched your vacation.
Was the mulch in bags home, or was it a big load?
Bagged.
Okay, that's even worse because then you got to deal with the bag.
Well, it wasn't about that. It was the idea that you can mulch your own property or properties, plural.
Well, I've done it. It sucks, but I've done it.
Yeah, but don't like your dad has a beach house.
Yes.
Don't you want that beach house for yourself one day?
I would love it.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want to get that before he passes?
So what? So I can say, hey, I got your beach house?
No, like you want to move. No. That like it's no, it's the
sucker.
No, you could buy your own beach house next to your dad.
No, you see, that would be, and that is a longstanding dream. There is an empty lot.
Yeah.
Next to his
beach
house.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Like, you could both go out there and look at each other's boats and say, Bristol,
exactly,
right?
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
Working on the boat today.
Yeah, I guess I can see that.
Right?
I can see that.
Wouldn't that be like a moment?
It would be a moment, but also I know this because I was with him as he had his house built.
Yes.
It was designed for my family to visit him there.
Yes.
He wanted that. He doesn't want me to have an adjoining house or a house in the next lot. He wants me to be in the house there with them. And of course, it doesn't matter anymore because now he's Miami guy.
Yeah, he's Miami.
Sure.
Hopefully the floods didn't get
him. Yeah, he's like Sonny Crockett.
Who's Tubbs? His wife?
Now, how dare you?
No, I don't mean it that way. You know what I mean.
I guess if anyone, I'd be Tubbs, at least for 30 more pounds.
So, I thank you for, this was therapy. And
what,
for my brother and his family.
What's the takeaway then? If it's therapy, have we reached a moment? Or
if you're Centerville, be happy with Centerville.
Centerville is good.
I'm good with Centerville.
Centerville houses are wider than Georgetown houses.
The grass is always going to be greener on the other side.
Well, I know, because I mowed it this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The pool is always going to be shinier. The grout's always going to be wider.
Hey, tell your brother
this. You don't want wide grout?
No, white.
Oh, whiter. Yes, yeah.
Tell him, say, you may have a pool, but I have the Potomac.
Don't swim in the Potomac.
When I tell people that I've gone tubing in the Potomac.
Yeah, I know.
They look at me like I'm white trash.
Oh my God.
Well, also, they want to figure out a new test that isn't a COVID
like,
test.
I've gone swimming in the Potomac.
So have I.
But people, like, they judge me. People don't judge you for having your own pool that's heated in your backyard.
Oh, now it's got to be heated?
Oh, it's heated.
Oh.
I took pictures.
Well, it gets cold in Boston.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
The Potomac was heated for a while, but that was mostly a chemical reaction. Why is the river bubbling? Why does the floor move, Indy? Why does it move? Well, Oscar, I hope you get all that worked out.
I need to find a therapist.
I'm here.
Stat.
I think he'll be fine. Find a therapist with a pool, and maybe he'll let you.
Well, I mean, who thinks that, like, there's a lot of Comet. And I was like, oh, well, this could be it.
He's going down, and he's green. His face is green. We'll be back after this.
If you have to hear only one bonus show this year, then the latest episode is just for you. It's the 2022 Summer Spectacular.
Summertime is here, ladies and gentlemen.
We're going to have some fun on the show today.
Hey, do you have food stuck in your teeth?
Hey, everybody. Hey, yeah. I'm a DJ.
That's right. I'm older, but my liver's in better health.
Summertime, fun time, anytime is radio time.
For all the L.A. people. What are you doing here?
The TMOS bonus show is back with plenty of aloe and lanolin, recommended by dermatologists to keep your skin looking radiant during the snow bummer summer. Get a subscription for your road trip today at MikeOmaraShow.com.
I like seeing a summertime spectacular, Rob Spivak.
You know, this would be great for your brother, Jose.
What's that?
Does his lawn have weeds, bare patches, or pet spots? Sunday can help Jose save all these problems and more the easy way. They've got everything you need from fertilizer to seeds to weed control, and it's all delivered right to your door. If you dread taking the time and effort to fertilize your lawn, you don't have to. As a matter of fact, you can look forward to it. Sunday's lawn care products are quick and easy, and you don't even have to go to the store. Sunday's custom lawn care is the best. Just go to getsunday.com, you put in your home address, and they use science and whatnot to create a lawn analysis tool that gives you your plan. They do the rest. They use soil and climate data to create what they call a personal nutrient plan that's delivered right to your door, right when you need it. And Sunday's lawn care products are made with your family, and here's what's important to me, and your pets in mind.
Just texted my brother the Sunday link for TMOS.
Excellent. That's why they use ingredients you can feel good about, like seaweed, iron, molasses, and best of all, it really works. Mike has used it now in two different houses, and he loves it. And it's great. He didn't move that far away, but he got a different lawn care plan for the second house. And all you do is, if you've ever seen, like,
you put in your address.
GPS, but I'm talking about when you to apply it. You don't. It's nothing hard. You put it on the end of your hose. It's like watering your lawn for 15 minutes, and it gets everything you
need. Boom, bam.
Sunday is offering our listeners 20% off. Full season plans start at just $129, and you can get 20% off at checkout when you visit getsunday.com/TMOS. That's 20% off your custom plan at getsunday.com/TMOS, and do it. So, Friday, you weren't here. We had the bonus show. But I took a half day on Friday, essentially, because I had an MRI scheduled.
It had already been scheduled
and canceled once for insurance problems.
Yeah.
And
I was concerned. I saw it on the master schedule. I said, oh, that's right. Rob has his MRI on Friday.
And I told it to Maria, one of our wonderful people here. I said, I have myself out till noon. I'll probably be in before that, but I want to allow a little, cushion on either side because I've never had an MRI.
Little communication.
Yeah. So get up, do what I need to do, head in. I'm starved because you're not allowed to eat before the MRI. Didn't have a chance to take my meds or anything. So I'm just sitting there. Get there at 8:30 for a 9 o'clock appointment.
Mm.
And they seat me. They come get me at like 8:50. And I'm like, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
This is early.
Ready to rock.
So they shuffle me out of the waiting room, which is full with people that to me are probably about my age. But as I look at them, they all look ancient. I'm sure that they're all about my age, but they just seem older than me. And so I get walked back to like a special.
A little ageist of you to say, but okay.
Well, no, they look, I think that I have to get accustomed to getting constant medical care. I'm just not accustomed to it.
Yeah, well, so, maybe your insides look like they do outside.
Could be. Yeah. And maybe they have beautiful insides.
Right, Pony?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just thinking of something that happened to me when I had an MRI in the past. I'll tell you later.
No, now
would be the best time.
Okay. All right. I went in.
Were you able to fit in the tube?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, obviously.
That's a joke.
I went into the hospital a couple of years ago.
Drinkster and a cocktail glass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You went to the hospital.
They thought I had appendicitis, and I had a really close friend that worked there, this girl named Kelly that was an old friend of mine.
Yeah.
And she was a clinical tech, and they were doing an MRI on my waist, like on my stomach area. And she was in the room over by the screen, so she could see like everything that was going on. And I'm sitting there and they're doing the MRI, and then like a minute later I'm like, wait a minute. Can she see my junk?
Oh.
Can she see my junk on that thing? Mm. And then the doctor had to like calm me down so I wouldn't move, because if you move, it ruins the whole thing. So like I realized that my friend was like seeing my junk on an MRI screen.
Well, that wasn't so bad, except for the fact she was selling tickets.
Yeah, I don't understand how. I've had MRIs before, but I don't think it's that detailed.
Oh, they're very detailed.
Oh, maybe I don't remember.
Pony's
and it shows
junk.
Like everything.
Okay.
It's still on your MySpace page, right?
It is.
The images.
It is.
Yeah.
You can tune in. I would think it would be more of an outline.
It's 3D, right?
This is not a conversation I like to continue having.
Yeah, let's move on.
Yeah.
I like the story a lot more at the beginning.
Thank you
than
for adding adding a little what is it?
Color?
Flavor? Yeah, a little spice.
No,
flavor?
No. Certainly not. No.
Gross.
Anyway, so I get escorted back. I thought, this is great. Early, get out of here early, get it done. Because I know the procedure itself doesn't take all that long. And so they put me in like a room that looks like where you get questioned in a Cold War movie.
Yeah, it's like you're on deck.
Well, they want me. It turns out they just want me out of the waiting room. They say, sit here, we'll be right with you. And then comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And says, yo, hi.
This is the tech?
Yeah, this is assistant to the tech.
Okay.
And she says, oh, hi, Mr. Spiewak. Yeah. There's a something going on. I said, what's that? He says, well, I don't know why, but your doctor ordered an MRI without contrast.
Mm.
And I said, well, I think that's all he needed.
Yeah.
And they said, well, our tech says you get a much better representation of the abdomen if you use contrast and no contrast.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not going to do your MRI just yet. He's going to call your doctor and try to get an approval for it both ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, if you can get him, that'd be great. I'll just wait here. They said, yep, you will. Just wait right here. And I'm waiting there. And I start thinking, I appreciate the training and time it takes to become an MRI technician, but why are they questioning what my doctor asked for? Because they're not doctors. My doctor wanted one thing specifically.
Well, don't you want a layer of, I guess, redundancy for someone to just double check?
I suppose, but still, I know that this is slowing things down.
Yeah, and but then, no one, Like, if you get here at 1 o'clock, it's not the end of the world.
I know, but also...
You're probably anxious also to find out
very,
what's going on.
Very anxious. Okay, also, fair. This is also... That's fair. That's the other problem. This is the last sort of major key to all the tests that I had from all the stuff that went down.
We know that there's hypothetically a secret Luray Caverns inside, Rob.
Right.
We just don't know how many stalactites.
The stalagmite organ will play today.
Yes.
And so it was on a Friday morning. So all week I'm getting like a little worked up because I just want to be done with it. I've also never had this procedure. Mm-hmm. And she comes in and she says, good news. I said, ah, good. What? She says, we left a message for your doctor.
Oh.
I said, okay. So I'm back in. I've already solved Wordle. So I have mm-hmm. very little to keep me busy. And waiting. She comes back. She says, your doctor has approved. I said, great. This contrast MRI, do I have to drink anything? Oh, no. It's just an IV, and it'll be real easy as soon as we get approval from your insurance. And
I'm like, oh, man, boy.
Because that's what screwed me up before.
Aren't you tempted? And look, I'm probably in the wrong here.
Okay.
Aren't you tempted at this point? Because you have such a history of waiting.
Yes.
Not because you want to, but just because of the process.
The process.
Of just saying, look, what does this cost on my visa? I'll work it out with insurance afterwards.
I asked that, and it was enough to make me wait a little longer.
What does that cost?
It was $6,000.
$6,000.
Yeah.
What else can you buy for $6,000? I believe... You can buy a used vehicle.
Yeah, a very dependable used vehicle.
You could purchase two Peloton bikes at this point. I think they're that discounted. At one point, they were $5,000.
I could buy five really nice smart TVs over 65 inches.
Or you could buy an OLED.
Oh, yes.
80 inch.
Yeah.
Right?
So
OLED.
All this is going through my mind, and she says, we just have to wait for... insurance to approve this, and we're
for the second MRI
for the adding of the because what they'll do is
don't
they'll
they
take
just
it,
take like break a big pencil and then inject it in you?
They'll take the first
pen pencil,
while they're doing the MRI. They do it without contrast, then they add the contrast, yeah. squirt,
yeah.
and you're still in the tube, and they do it. The whole thing takes about a half hour. And so she says, so you just sit here and wait. I said, really, that's all I have a chance to do. And she says, and as soon as insurance approves it, we'll have you out of here. And I said, and that should be by dinner, right? And she went, yes. And she walks out. She comes back in and says, well, and this is now an hour and a half later. She's coming in like every 20 minutes. And she keeps reminding me where the bathroom is. Says, don't need a bathroom because mm-hmm. I didn't eat or drink anything today per your instructions. She says, okay. Finally, she comes in and she says, heard from your insurance. They're not going to approve an MRI with contrast because there's no evidence of abrasions on your liver. And I said, do you see on the order where it says for cirrhosis mm-hmm. of the liver? She said, yeah. I said, that by definition is a liver abrasion.
Yeah, yeah.
It's on the doctor's report. She says, well, we're going to have to sort of work this through, but I'll tell you what, it seems silly to do half of an MRI today,
mm-hmm.
and it also seems silly to have you waiting here all morning, so let's do this. Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
She says, let's turn you loose. You can go home, and then we'll reschedule. And this was the best thing that she said all morning. You can reschedule at a time that's convenient for you.
Mm.
And I just, it was all I could do not to say, you know what's convenient for me? Right now! So now it has been moved to June 20th. And I'm still waiting, actually, haven't gotten the approval from insurance yet. But I was just, it's so, and here's why it was the most frustrating. There's several layers to this cookie.
I feel like this is like a common thread with you.
Why?
Because.
It's nothing I did.
I know, but I don't know anyone else that has this much difficulty getting an MRI.
I was so tickled.
Like my mom, when she goes. No problem.
But she goes to the place that's like by the nail salon in the strip mall, right?
No. I the one person that should have problems.
Yeah.
In my life.
Yes.
Is my mother.
And no problem.
She can't figure out how to change the input on a TV. But anytime she goes to the doctor, it's like boom, 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 boom. Like a machine.
I was so, at this point, I was livid. I was so frustrated.
Yeah, I'd be upset too.
Because this is my, this will be my third attempt. And also, make no mistake, I was geared up for this. Yeah. I wanted this to happen. But the other thing that made
me
mad.
You want to know if.
I want to know that things are, you know, and this is going to two guys. This is going to my general practitioner, and this is going to the big dog at Georgetown. So,
do you think he thinks you're an idiot?
Who, the guy at Georgetown? Yeah. 100%. 100%.
Look at this guy.
Yeah. Can't even figure his way out. Yeah.
I think he'd actually bring his insurance card.
I had it and a photo ID. I followed all the instructions to the letter. I even pre-registered.
Do you think you were creating some sort of unconscious, like
throwing off a vibe?
You're sabotaging yourself?
I don't think so. I wasn't there long enough to sabotage myself.
No, but the three times, like, there's another step, but you're like, it'll be okay. And it's never okay.
No, this was decided day of by the MRI tech.
I understand that. I'm saying.
And he should have read ahead. How about that? If he wanted me to do this, he should have looked at it the day before when he's planning out his day.
Yeah, but you already have so much on your plate.
Plenty.
Like, you look great.
Thank you.
You're probably hungry all the time.
All the time.
And, you know, God willing, you don't feel like drinking all the time, but that might be happening. Who knows?
No, don't. Just want food.
Just food.
Just food.
So you're like, you want to win, right?
Yeah.
But you're scared that this may be a loss, like an inevitable
L. I don't think
you don't
this
want
is
to know.
Set up to be an L. The L was the blood test leading up. That was the L.
Yes.
That was where I could really have blown it. So now it is really just to a point where I want it to be done. And also I felt bad that I took, you know,
no,
3 hours.
Fine.
And it's like,
hey,
for
you took
useless.
A month off, 2 months off of work. You
yeah,
know?
That's why fine, I'm yeah. now, you see, that's when they start.
Feel bad about.
No, that's when they start noticing the 3 hours here, the three hours there.
I'm like this guy.
Yeah, I know. But it was extraordarily
his
frustrating.
His office is empty again.
Tumbleweed
a
coming
lot of
out.
Liberties being taken from this guy.
There was the candle. You kept the candle lit, which I thought was nice. But
he's on another liver break.
Pony.
Wow.
No one's ever said that, you jerk store. This
liver
guy.
Break. I know, right? Anyway.
So you won't know till the 20th now.
Oh, well, the 20th is when I get the MRI. I mean, and after that, I think it's a couple days before you even know after that. So,
your specialist is going to forget about you.
I know. My specialist might not still be alive. Who knows? But anyway.
I'm sorry.
I had a lot of nice messages from people when I said, you
hope
know,
everything went well.
Hooray for postponements. I said, yeah, it's terrific. But
I still think you're doing it to yourself.
No, I'm not. There's a guy. I'm not giving myself the MRI.
No, you're just not preparing accordingly.
Maybe I need to drink something.
No, just say everything's set. Let's do this.
She says, we're not going to do it today. I say, yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Meanwhile, I'm climbing in the tube. Get out of there.
This is your summer to win absolutely nothing from TMOS.
No power Porsche. No trips to sketchy mid-level theme parks.
No REO Speedwagon tickets.
You get nothing.
Nothing to fill out, nothing to enter.
I mean, Zed Bagel Zippy.
You got nothing.
You're already a winner by listening and watching the Mike O'Mara Show on YouTube, Facebook Live, or TikTok. And listening through Stitcher, Spotify, Alexa, or subscribing to the TMOS Bonus Show.
It's the official start of a no-bummer summer on TMOS. Keep listening to win, you d-goss.
I said good day.
Of all the things they've come up with, No Bummer Summer is my favorite, and I'm going to use it for the next 3 months. Oscar, I've been to a lot of doctors. Sometimes they do what they say they're going to do, sometimes they don't, but they all agree on one thing. Hydration is key.
Oh, yeah.
And making hydration a priority helps you feel better on a day-to-day basis. And just one stick of Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier in 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone.
Let me tell you a story.
Oh, here comes a story.
The old Oscar Fontana.
Yes.
In Boston. Hot day. Traditionally not hot.
Right.
Right? Liquid IV in my little satchel.
Yes.
My little vessel.
The little sticks.
I'm in. Good to go. Pour some in. Share with the family. Like, what's this? Liquid IV.
Mm-hmm.
We got another family.
Oh, that's great.
You know, and they could actually have some Liquid IV, refresh themselves, and then jump into the pool that they have paid for themselves because they're just so successful and refresh themselves again.
All right, let's go back to the spot.
Excuse
if
me?
We can. That's all right. You could have took a little bit of a detour. It was sort of parallel to the
a
spot.
A lot of refreshing.
Yes. Liquid IV has incredible hydration flavors like watermelon, lemon lime. I love the grape. pina colada, and Mike's beloved strawberry. Plus, it has three times the electrolytes.
I can run through a sprinkler.
Of traditional sports drinks. Oscar's not playing in the hose. It's non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Liquid IV has cellular transport technology, aka CTT. That's the optimal ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium to deliver water and nutrients to the bloodstream super fast. Plus, Liquid IV is out to change the world. They've donated over 20 million servings globally. Mm. Let's hear it for Liquid IV. Now, grab Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Experience better hydration today at liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. And they are one of our most supportive clients. So to Liquid IV. They're great. It. They keep us loaded with the stuff. So I have a business question for you, Oscar.
Business.
We've talked about missteps
and
made
transactions.
Made by the Washington Commanders,
yes.
The football team. And more information is leaking out about the stadium they're planning to build in Dumfries or...
Centerville.
Woodbridge.
Woodbridge.
I think it is. So their contract with FedEx Field expires in 2026. And I was thinking back, that was probably like a 20-year contract then?
Yeah. The tax benefits from building a stadium are tremendous for NFL owners. It's supposed to be a collaborative effort for both the state and the city.
I hope the NFL makes out okay.
Well, everybody wins.
Yes.
I don't believe that fans feel that way.
No.
While I've attended concerts at FedEx Field and games, it never has felt like, man, I can't wait to go to FedEx Field.
No, and it's
I was
just
a season ticket holder for one season. That was enough for me.
Phony, do you remember when he bought season tickets and he literally couldn't give them away?
Yeah,
you
like couldn't nobody wanted
give
them
away.
Well, the cold months were just too much.
Yeah, that is. I mean, it is pretty spectacular, like the first couple home games of the
year.
Yeah. But when it's
the sun's
cold
out,
and they've been statistically eliminated, you're going to be staying home. So they have 200 acres of land in Prince William County, Virginia. I don't think the Commanders wanted this to get out as soon as it did. But according to the Richmond Times-Dispatch, the Commanders brass has created an economic impact analysis on this potential new stadium.
Oh, a feasibility study.
But here's the thing. They also found out that the new stadium that they build, if they build it, which you know they will seat 55,000 people, making it the smallest stadium in the NFL.
Mm.
And do you think this could be, instead of selling more tickets, we're just going to build a smaller stadium so it looks full?
I think this is forward thinking.
Mm. In what way? Oh, by the way, they're second to, it'll be second to Soldier Field. The Bears have 61,500 seats.
Yeah, it's forward thinking because we all, and I think we're at the forefront of this.
Mm-hmm.
The experience of watching the game at home is so much better than watching the game live.
Mm-hmm.
Not because watching the game live isn't thrilling. It's because of the amount of information and angles and views you get from a major sport, especially football, network, where you get the instant replay. You don't have to look up at the screen. Even the big screen at AT&T for the Cowboys, that was so big that they had to figure out how to deal with punts because it would hit the screen.
It is. I mean, football is one thing that it does not share with baseball. Baseball has been the same for a million years.
Yes.
Football has grown up alongside, hand in hand with broadcast television.
And if you remember,
it's perfectly designed for television.
You're right. And if you remember, I thought Candlestick Park was going to make a change within this entire ecosystem where they were going to have broadband and high speed internet. Mm-hmm. And that was going to allow them to be able to have this second screen experience in the stands because they were in Silicon Valley, in San Jose. If that didn't work out, less seats will always look full. They can charge a premium. Good to go.
But do you realize what a hit this is? That right now FedEx Field seats 91,000.
Yes.
91,000. So that's
41,000 too many.
Probably right.
Covered in tarps.
Now, I do think that when it was a football stadium, RFK was between 55 and 60.
Yes.
Do you think they're going to go for that sort of more
better for a concert? Better for the game.
RFK was a great, great concert venue.
Think about the intimacy that that size crowd at capacity would feel like. I've been to RFK when they multiple HF festivals worked them and attended them.
Ever see a Redskins game at RFK?
Multiple times.
I'm sorry, I should say Washington football team.
And when the entire stadium is rocking, that's electric. That's what really gives you that experience. At FedEx Field, more times than not, especially the top tier, you'd see tarps over seats.
Yeah.
This is pre-COVID, true. People.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they'd be sold out, but as of late, I think we realized, and it's been clarified or, you know, exposed that they were never really sold out.
No,
it was a manufactured.
They had sort of a
waiting list.
Very, very, yeah, a very, very creative mathematical way of making it sound sold out. And the thing about, and people, I'm sure that everyone or almost everyone that has an NFL team in their jurisdiction has their home stadium that they love. But RFK literally moved. I mean, the stands, you could feel them going up and down. I mean, if you had to get used to that.
And this is not nostalgia speaking. He's right. Like, as a young man, not even understanding the game, because I'm a football, as in soccer.
Yeah, soccer, football.
Type of kid.
Cosell would say.
And I was there with my father and my brother, if I recall correctly. We watched a World Cup there.
And your brother said, someday I'm going to buy this stadium.
No. Yeah, someday you'll be cleaning my tiles and thinking about your life. And not in a positive way. Now move over. So
look at this stand. 55,000 people that could all clean my pool.
No. My brother's not an elitist.
I know.
He's like the nicest guy in the world, and so is his sister-in-law. Yeah. And the fact that I'm even talking about this is embarrassing. but it was an experience.
Yeah.
I think you could metro in.
Yeah. Oh God, it was perfect. Great. And also, even it seems weird that, I mean, technically it's in the middle of DC, but there were so many ways to access it because the way the city was
great. I don't want to metro to Woodbridge for a game.
No.
Now, and this is the other layer.
Yes, there's another one.
If you feel like it's exclusive, 55,000 will always make it a bottle service exclusivity.
I don't know. It's just they're.
You see what I'm saying? Like, it's a premium.
Yeah.
Because there's enough. I say this with all due respect.
Okay, this will be good.
Commanders rubes.
Yes.
That they can guarantee.
Yeah, but they're dropping off. They're dropping
guaranteed
like flies.
Income.
They're dropping like flies, though.
New stadium. Want to take it for a test spin? You're gonna maybe you'll buy out the next 5 years of your like a family that's deciding this season if you're gonna re-up.
Yeah,
that new stadium just like is that carrot.
That's a carrot on a stick,
right?
But as a guy who has followed the Washington football organization, when I came home from the hospital, my father had a poster of Sonny Jurgensen over my crib. I'm not a big football fan, but I've always had an interest in the organization. I just can't wait to see how they screw this up.
That your dad had Sonny over your crib?
Yeah. When I came home from the hospital.
He must be so disappointed.
He was. No, I'll tell you why,
like,
my dad
you're
wasn't.
So non-athletic. You're doing the opposite of that poster.
No, but I'll tell you what. Well, it was Sonny drinking beer.
Oh, okay.
No, I'll tell you what my dad was not disappointed in was when
smoking a cigar.
Yeah, when hi, Dad. Hi, Bob. You might want to get that boy out on the track. He looks a little pudgy. No, my dad. One of the cool things I was able to ever repay my dad with was when I was working for the Washington football organization that I got him, you know, on the sidelines and also up to the booth where he got to meet Sonny.
Yeah.
And you see, when he was growing up, he was in New Jersey. So meeting Sam Huff was a big deal. Big deal for him. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I'm not a total disappointment to my father.
Yeah, but your dad loves sports so much.
He doesn't all that much.
It was like that. My dad had Jesus Christ above my crib. Right? They're Catholic. They're into the God. Right?
What team did he play on?
Blasphemous! How dare you? Like, they wanted me to be religious, and I am.
He kept dropping the ball, Pony.
Blasphemous!
That is blasphemous. Why do you write those jokes? How dare you?
Horrible. But then, like, it's like if I wasn't Catholic for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're not athletic.
No. But my dad was a sports fan. And yeah.
Do you think like after like the fifth football you dropped, he just left?
Well, that's not the reason for the divorce. But Remember, they used to look at me in the playground and say, boy, he runs funny. My parents.
Palms up.
Big supporter. Yeah. Well, I was trying to copy some choreography I saw on a musical the night before. Pony's Neighborhood. Who are the people in your neighborhood? It's Matt Bloom. And we'll discuss it upon our return. It's the Bloom Womb. And we'll return after this. You can see his junk on the x-ray.
Hey, Ringo, play something hot, will ya?
We will call this Mike O'Mara Life of Privilege Spotlight. Country Club Corner.
The dance of the living dead.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in.
By the way, there are people who literally never leave this.
Don't you have homes?
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show is like a private, members-only country club for your funny bone.
You scare up another round for our table over here and tell a cook this is low-grade dog food, all right?
The TMOS Bonus Show is an extra hour of uncensored exclusive content every week. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
What about my asthma?
I'll give you asthma.
I'll guarantee you'll never be a member here.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Membership has its privileges.
It's in the hole!
I should have yelled too.
Right about now is when Mike wishes he was playing golf. But he's probably waiting in line at Epcot. Hey, how's the weather in Orlando right now? I'm curious.
I'll give it to you in 2 seconds.
Thank you. And while you talk about this, I want to talk about this. However you celebrate the season, spring is the perfect time for kids to explore the world around them. So why not nurture that natural curiosity? KiwiCo delivers monthly science and art projects that inspire lifelong learning for kids of all ages. Help your kids discover the mechanics behind everyday objects, the science of cooking, geography, and customs from new cultures and brand new art techniques, all through seriously fun, hands-on projects. Michael has had them as he's grown up, and he's loved them all. As a parent, it can be hard to find creative ways for your children to stay busy and challenged. Well, KiwiCo comes to the rescue. Plus, KiwiCo has something great for kids of all ages, and you can pause or cancel anytime. KiwiCo is truly great. You've ordered them for your nephew,
right? Oh, my God. Let me tell you. The KiwiCo deal has... I am the uncle of the year every year. So much so, he doesn't just get one subscription. He gets two subscriptions.
Oh, two. So he doesn't have time to scrub the pool.
No.
He's building kaleidoscopes.
That's what I'm coming to
town
right. for.
Yeah. Uncle of the year is here with his scrub brush.
Scrub my pool.
Step into spring and celebrate the season.
Oscar.
The scrubber. Step into spring and celebrate the season of discovery with a KiwiCo subscription. Get 30% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code TMOS at KiwiCo.com. That's 30% off your first month at KIWICO.com. Promo code TMOS. Love it. So what's the weather in Orlando?
Okay, this is great, people.
I know there's flooding in Miami. My father's safe because he's on an upper floor.
Next week will be the week of weeks if he doesn't cancel this vacation midway.
Boy. Oh boy.
Right now, it's drizzling in Orlando.
Oh.
Right?
That's the worst possible.
It's a high 94, low of 74. And the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Orlando.
That's where Disney World is.
Stay dry.
Yeah, can the Imagineers control the weather yet?
Yeah, 5 p.m., 6 p.m., 7 p.m. And now, all 80 to 90% chance of a thunderstorm.
Now, it's been said to me before that Disney, you can count on one cloudburst a day because it's just the climate down there, but they're usually brief. You don't normally get a weather warning.
When I was visiting, I got nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Oh, every day at 4:30.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Every time.
I went to the Animal Planet, whatever they have down there?
Yes, Animal Planet.
The Kingdom?
Oh, it's
Animal
a different
Kingdom.
Planet.
Yeah. Not so bad.
Hey, Pony.
No rain?
What happens at 4:20?
Oh, it's a different kind of storm.
So, about your neighborhood, and you live in...
I'm going to text Mike right now. Okay. How's the weather?
Don't do it.
Just ask him.
He left here with a sourpuss anyway.
Was? Oh,
yeah.
I'm not getting involved.
He was not having the best luck running
board. It's going to rain today, tomorrow, Wednesday.
Oh, no!
Thursday, sunny. Friday.
I think Thursday is when they leave.
Ugh, brutal.
Oh, that's really bad. Good news, Michael. We're riding the monorail again.
Mm.
Again. 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 Epcot's got some inside stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be fine.
Just hang out.
You know what he needs?
Indoors.
What he needs is a Mickey Mouse slicker.
Yeah, and some galoshes.
Donald Duck galoshes, Mickey Mouse slicker. Pony, you told me something about your neighborhood. Who are the people in your neighborhood? And you told me. What's going on in You're fine. And you live in, not Centerville, but...
No. Despite what I said earlier, I actually live in Fairfax.
Well, it's Fairfax Station, isn't it?
Fairfax Corner.
Fairfax Corner.
Even classier.
That's a didn't Amber Heard stayed at your place?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, does Mac live in Fairfax Corner?
No, I think Mac lives like closer to Oakton.
Okay.
But classic
all
Fairfax.
All beautiful. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Well, if you know, we mention a lot of times I grew up in Vienna.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think Vienna's nice. You always trash it.
Well, you
nice.
Know what? It's different now. It used to be very, very, very.
You look for homes in Vienna? Like,
all
you can't afford.
All the paint is brown in there. I just. Yeah,
but I'm telling you, like.
And now it's so crowded you can't turn left anywhere.
Yeah, like, I don't think there's a home. There's homes under $1 million in Vienna.
The only problem with Vienna is that everyone who lives there loves Vienna. But. Vienna is adjacent to Oakton, which is adjacent to Fairfax.
Oh, beautiful, so. Beautiful neighborhoods.
Yeah, and beautiful people.
Yeah.
Viva. You know what I say? Viva Vienna. Pony, so you live in Viva Fairfax Corner.
Yeah, yeah. I live in a pretty nice apartment building. Mm-hmm. Nothing crazy.
You're not far from the movie theater and the sidewalk that squirts water.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Although they shut down the sidewalk that squirts water because the like little kids kept playing in it. And I think that it like got someone sick.
Yeah,
it was kind of trashy. Like it was a nice
COVID
fountain.
Fountains.
No, yeah, they're like the fountains beautiful. You see at Disney World that would jump up and down.
Yeah, they exactly. don't need to turn on fountains though when it's raining.
Yeah, and so it was a nice thing. So parents are like, "Let's put our kids in it."
That whole area is beautiful.
It
is gorgeous. I love it.
It is, and also all the stalkers right now are taking notes to triangulate where his apartment is.
But my building has a key entry system,
a fob.
So, yeah, you need a fob.
Yeah, but anyone can go to Uncle Julio's,
or to just reach over the fence and wave your hand.
I love Coastal Flats. Yeah. They don't sing Happy Birthday there.
Mm.
Yeah. So you live in a beautiful high rise there.
Yeah, yeah. So when you live in a nice neighborhood or a nice apartment complex, you expect a certain level of decorum from the people that your apartment complex hires.
Sure.
And you know. You have to draw the line somewhere.
Right.
And the other night when I was coming back from a walk, I realized that for me personally, and I might be an elitist here, but I think the line is drawn at when you hire a contractor who has a very clear and obvious bullet hole in the side of their van, because it says so much about that company that they're willing to drive around with the bullet hole in the side of the van. And also, how did you get the bullet hole in the side of your van? And clearly they had put some like duct tape over it and someone stuck their finger through it. Like it's a mess.
Yeah. Well, the appearances are
deceiving.
Coming from a world of promotions as a younger man, he wanted the HFS Avalanche or the Forerunner,
yeah,
or the van to be as clean and presentable as possible.
Right.
What type of industry is this?
This was a restoration company. So you would
should have restored the van. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, but if you're running a business, the last thing you're going to do is take that into the shop to actually get welded. It just makes zero sense.
Was it
some flex tape on it?
Yeah.
Well, someone tried to, and then they put their finger through it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, there is very few things that are quite as tempting. Well, I guess
especially a panel van,
a shiny red candy-like button is very tempting to hit. But also, if you see a bullet hole, you want to put your finger in it, right, Pony?
Yeah, yeah. You want to see if you can like get a prize. And,
what
like,
are they restoring?
You know what? That's a really good question.
Innocence.
And I don't want to ask because I'm also curious. Like, is this guy like some kind of criminal? Is he?
No,
you know how
you
how
are.
Did he get shot at?
As for being so trashy, and I've known you long enough to know that you're trashy.
I don't think I'm trashy.
You are. You judge
yeah,
at a very
outlier,
high level.
Yeah.
And for anyone that's ever worked in any type of servicing, like it's a job,
right?
Like. Your fleet of cars that go out,
yeah,
those things are trashed left and right. Sometimes not even by you.
Right.
By other people. I know. I have run things into station vehicles and then gone to management, said, my bad. And they're like, can you notice it from afar? And I say, no. And they said, don't worry about it.
But did you ever get shot at?
No, but Pony, is it?
No, because like, people love radio.
You're obsessing with the, I mean, I get your. I get your point. What I'm saying is, from a business standpoint, especially coming out of a pandemic, the last thing I'm going to deal with is some sort of restoration to a hole in the side of my van, which probably has maybe 2 years in its lifetime expectancy left.
You know what you should do is move the sign down so the O in restoration
that is the be bullet clever. Hole. That would
you be see?
Clever. Yes.
And then it would
yes.
be, and call yes. it like a yeah. bullet hole restoration.
Yes. Probably not appropriate for this time.
Okay.
Right? Right? In this
I
climate.
Suppose you're
climate,
right. Yeah,
probably
I
not appropriate.
It. Well,
but
there are no bad answers. We're just spitballing here.
What about the service? Are you just concerned with the presentation of the vehicle in your, by the way, of all the people that are stuck up in this room, like that have some sort of ego, it's your boy Pony Boy, because he just showed his hand. What I'm getting right now is he just doesn't want this dingy vehicle in his lot.
Yeah.
I think it's frightening because it comes with a threat of violence. Because
no, it comes with the threat of the man escaped violence.
You are the blue blood of blue bloods.
Because, I don't want this van.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, the
and
idea,
it's not living there. It's yeah, just doing a job.
The guy's
right?
just there to work, man. It's not
know.
His car.
I don't know.
Like, it's the same
getting
reason.
Shot at. That's
but
dangerous.
This is what we're talking about here. Like, you, and if, and like, this is actually hilarious of all the people that are complaining about optics. You, for some time now, and when we were younger, had what was a whale fin on your Subaru.
Yeah, it's true.
Straight out of, like, the like Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that the dentists or like med students or doctors in your building wanted to see that garbage in their lot every day they walked out?
Well, you know, it wasn't right in front of the building.
But that's what
it
I'm
was
saying. Like
in the garage,
like nobody wanted that.
Yeah, give a little.
Yeah, you like we all have our ups and when it's a business, you're using that car to transport. You know, equipment and get your people back and forth.
Yeah, maybe, you know, maybe he doesn't have a kayak in the back of his
yeah.
car, but he might still be okay.
You know what? I'm sure he's a perfectly wonderful contractor.
Like, you worked at a bike shop, for God's sakes, for like a decade.
We never got shot at.
Yeah, but did you ever, like, judge the bikes that came in and were like, I bet he did.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you want this giant fixed?
Oh, my God, yeah.
I can't believe it's not carbon fiber.
Yeah.
I did all the time.
You want it to be lighter? Spend another $10,000, you cheapskate.
Your bike should weigh 12 ounces.
Yes. These brakes on this frame are taboo. How dare you?
Taboo.
You know what? I was a bike classist.
Yeah, you're a bike snob.
Yeah.
However, I did always hook up the homeless people that were in need of a bike to get to work. I always took care of those guys. But yeah, like if you come
you're also a computer like, classist.
This yeah. is true. Yeah. This is true.
So
he's flawed.
His life is so... Look, I'm not saying you should think about the comet situation that I was in,
mm-hmm.
but if your
back
life...
to that?
Yeah, if your life is so good... that you have time to observe what may not be an eye-appealing, pleasant work truck in front of your building, which, by the way, like, who cares?
Yeah.
Then your life is too good.
Your life can never be too good.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm happy.
Any other complaints about your neighborhood, Matt?
No. Besides the bullet hole, I think it's great.
Are the impatience? Are they wilting? Everything looks okay?
Everything looks wonderful. The garden is fantastic.
Good. I hate wilted parsley.
So do I. Yeah. So do yeah. I.
This is the man you love, Americans.
Yeah.
This is the guy that we beat up on all the time. He's judging you when he sees you.
Yeah, I hope you don't have like a crack in your windshield.
Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. America
yeah.
because
yeah.
there's a guy in the other room who hates that.
God forbid you have a mismatched tire.
If you're missing a hubcap, I'll get you towed.
You see what I'm saying?
These floor mats don't match.
What? This is like this is who people probably think I am. I'm not that guy.
No, you're not.
He's that guy.
He is that guy. And you know what? He thought we were going to be on his side.
Yeah, like listen.
Oh, I knew you wouldn't be on my side.
A work truck shows up. You know how many people like are looking for people to work? I'm just happy the truck showed up.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
See, we've done some good here.
Open your eyes.
Learn
up,
my
man.
Lesson.
Yeah, Matt.
Yeah, so everything can't be pretty.
Yeah, go home and water the jonquils, okay?
Jeez.
Do something for your neighbor.
This guy.
It was clearly a restoration truck.
Right?
That's
yeah.
right. I was so surprised when I saw it. My collar on my tuxedo popped open.
I feel like some dust got on me.
Poof! I don't like it. All right. Look away, sugar glider. Don't see it.
Shame on
you. I need a magician.
I was having a party for Gunner, and we had a magician. We thought he was just fine.
At one time, the only place to see a quality magic show was a Las Vegas casino. Now, with just a phone call, you can have fabulous illusions performed in your home. It's the magic duo of the century.
Siegfried and Rob!
From Munich, Germany and Leesburg, Virginia, Siegfried and Rob are leaving audiences mesmerized.
Very good. Very good.
Magician.
Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
I was just excited that they wanted me to perform.
For more TMOS magic, do all your shopping through the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center by clicking the link at MikeO'MaraShow.com and watch your items magically appear on your doorstep.
It's magic.
Shut up.
Shut up. Never,
never. Oh, Oscar, this is your favorite spot.
Yes, yes.
Food that's fast doesn't have to be fast food, Oscar.
Ooh.
Freshly offers quality meals without the hard work. Their meals are designed by nutritionists, cooked by chefs, then delivered fresh to your door. Other meal deliveries need to be prepped and cooked. Boo.
Boo.
Boo. But Freshly is ready to eat in 3 minutes. No one wants to spend an hour cooking dinner after a rough day at work or a bad commute. So skip the grocery shopping and the dirty dishes. Your Freshly meals arrive cooked and fresh every week. Use the Freshly website or app to find the meals that fit your lifestyle with plans that work for your dietary needs, preferences, tastes, and family size. I love the fact that they are delivered fresh and not frozen. Always delicious. Oscar is a huge fan. What's your go-to right now?
The highlight of my day yesterday was looking through my security cam and seeing the Freshly box on my stoop while I was on a five-hour delay.
Oh, we'll talk about this
Boston
tomorrow. Oh, good.
To D.C., knowing that when I was going to get home, I didn't need any junk food from the airport. Or to stop anywhere.
No biscotti?
I could just jump in. I had some meatballs waiting for me. And, you know, like, if you haven't gotten it, it was still cold.
It's so
because they pack it nice.
I love the fact that your delay was about the time it would have taken to drive.
True.
Sad.
I had thought about that.
Sad, right?
Sad, Mom.
Yeah. Stop stressing about dinner, Pony. Right now, Freshly is offering our listeners $125 off your first five orders when you go to Freshly.com/TMOS. That's $125 off Freshly.com/TMOS. Do the thing.
Sound Town.
We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
So what time did you get in last night?
My head hit the pillow probably around 2 a.m.
Oh, so you were not home in time to watch the MTV Movie and TV Awards.
I was not.
Which is amazing because as I flipped through DirecTV, it was on like 75 different channels.
It was very popular. I saw the reports this morning, but I didn't get a chance to take a gander.
But it was on Paramount. It was on Channel 50 here. Mm-hmm. Anything that's under their umbrella, they ran it. The one thing that I took away from it is Vanessa Hudgens loves to giggle when she reads cards.
Oh.
Listen to this. This is a little cut together we made here.
I'm always still watching. He said, yeah, real high. She loves it. Oh, yeah. Yeehaw. Happy Pride. A lot more cleavage.
I think
and
we get
fabulous.
This. I don't want to knock
on
her.
Not show.
You know why? Because I'd probably be the same way. Like we do this all the time. Like when you're performing, you sometimes laugh at your own line.
I have to
signal to people.
I have to.
Well, I'm passed out usually. Now I'm paying attention as I'm participating.
Ha ha ha!
Ha ha ha!
All right. Well, we didn't laugh at the Australian.
Strange.
That was a little Scooby-ish.
Yeah, excuse me.
Zoinks! A man in Australia, or as they call them, an Aussie, was sick and tired of a kangaroo that was bothering his dogs.
Mm.
So he wrestled the kangaroo.
This is fun.
Now this,
I have not heard this, but this sounds like it's going to be fun.
Now, I've seen a baby kangaroo. I saw one, believe it or not, someone had it in a satchel at a restaurant, and it was adorable.
Like a pouch.
Yeah, but when they get to be about six
feet
tall. A crown
bag.
Yeah, it ain't great.
My dogs were barking there, and I went out to see what they were barking at, and there was a six-foot buckaroo in a bad mood trying to rip my little dogs out of the yard and shoot it away, but it didn't want to shoo away. It just put its claws up, stood on its back feet, and started chasing me. Next thing you know, I slipped over and it's jumped on me back. was fortunate enough where I landed was a stick, so I fought it off with a stick, and after three whacks with the stick, it snapped like a carrot. And then I thought, well, this thing means business. It's going to mongrel me real good. So I took it to the ground. It's the only way I could deal with it. And I suppose if I hadn't, it would have been a lot worse. Yeah, I've got a few bruises and scars on me.
Scars. I got a few scars on me. It snapped like a carrot.
He boxed it away?
Yeah, he did. Well, he hit it with a stick, and the stick broke like a carrot.
Probably all muscle, right?
Oh, they're tremendously strong.
Would you rather want to box if you had to?
Okay, if I had to.
Yeah, I don't want PETA calling us.
Right.
This is completely hypothetical, please. Yeah. To clear, hypothetical. A boxer, like the dog?
Yeah.
Or a baby kangaroo?
How big of a baby kangaroo? What's his height?
Well, enough to get your jaw.
I have to go with the dog.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Really?
Kangaroo.
Well, they'll jump high enough to hit your face.
Would you have
a
stick?
Well, no, because... A boxer can bite you.
It's pure fists, though?
Yeah, but no, a boxer will bite you and also smack you with a big paw.
That's true, but also you can charm a boxer.
No, but a kangaroo, like, they're there to box.
Well, you can't fight. I got a few scars.
Right, but I don't think they're biting you.
Well, I don't know. I you know what I think
and
about
a kangaroo? And they can, like, drop kick you, I feel.
I think a kangaroo is unpredictable.
Yeah, I'll take a kangaroo.
All right, well... Look for our next pay-per-view. Did you watch any of the Queen's Jubilee? I'm so tired of it.
Someone mentioned.
Why do we care?
Well, because we're you know, it's royalty. We're infatuated by the pageantry. We watch The Crown, for God's sakes. I'm invested. They got to make a new season. She's got to live longer.
Well, what I love is when they did the special service at St. Paul's and they had all the toy soldiers standing on the steps there. And they kept talking about this pigeon. There was one pigeon on the steps. It was a true, like, John Madden moment.
There he is again, the pigeon. Determined to see what's going on here. Very curious. I like that.
Would you box a pigeon?
No.
I'm not a fan of pigeons.
No, I don't mind pigeons.
Why?
Well,
they're dirty.
They're team players.
In what way?
There's always a bunch of them. They're always together. You know, you never see one pigeon hanging out.
Pony, tomorrow, prepare a list of animals.
That are team players?
No, we'll just describe what they're mostly known for.
There's a reason why they call them flock.
Flock me?
Flock you.
All right, let's close with this. Jimmy Kimmel had some breaking news. Jaylen Brown signed with the Celtics.
Ooh.
But here's the deal. His management company is Kanye West's management company. So it's an interesting
thought. Jaylen Brown of the Celtics is now the first professional basketball player to sign with Donda Sports. You know, that's Kanye West's company, which, wow, Kanye, mid-divorce, announcing a relationship with an NBA player. He really is a Kardashian. He's
See? He learned, absolutely. Now we can run.
That's interesting.
We can run this. Sound.
Can work out. Jay-Z Long.
We call this Stereophonic Sound.
Sound Town.
All righty, folks. Thank you for joining us today. Oscar, welcome home.
Yep.
Mike O'Mara.
Remember, put down the comet.
Put down the comet and come get me, kangaroo. Hit him in the pouch.
I can't believe I
Hit
shared.
Him in the pouch.
I just sat there and I'm like, well, this could just be it. But I didn't. Now I'm here.
Good.
I'm still talking about the kangaroos and you saying that pigeons are team players. What goes on in there?
I don't know.
You see, here's the weird thing. I'm not bothered that you were going to commit suicide by cleanser.
I wasn't. No,
but
I
am bothered by
it. If there was an accident, it could be there.
Yeah. Okay, kangaroo folks. That's it, folks. Thanks for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Don't forget, you can always reach us. Messages for the weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's. Hey, that's me at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is The Mike O'Mara Show. And we are here on M Street. What's the address here? Is it 2300?
It's 1900.
1900, yes. M Street, Washington, D.C., Northwest. Must update this. Please send
us
things. Oh, he'd be out of his mind. Or just stop by. Please don't forget to spend some time at MikeOMaraShow.com. Thank you for listening, and you can join us again tomorrow for the best part of your day, The Mike O'Mara Show. For Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana, this is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.